Hi, my name is Sierra Byrne. I'm 17 years old. Today is December 5th, 2019, and I'm speaking with Corey Byrne, who is my mom. We are recording this interview in Westville, New Jersey. Hi, Mom.
Hi.
Okay, Mom. So first question that I have for you is, tell me about the person who has greatly influenced your life. What lessons did they teach you?
I would say my husband. Being that he is 10 years older than I am, he is, he has lived longer, so he's more experienced. He's been in sales a lot longer than I have. He has given me a tremendous amount of sales advice throughout my sales career. He is goal-oriented, so I've learned that from him as well. He is budget-conscious, so I learned how to budget and save. I think that's it.
Way to go, Dad. Okay, next question. Who has been the kindest to you and why?
I'm going to say my mother-in-law, because when I met my husband 23 years ago, she is a mother of nine, so obviously she's been around children her entire life, and when she met me, she welcomed me with open arms and never passed a judgment.
Aww. Okay. That's cute. Next question. Tell me about some traditions that have been passed down through your family. When and how did they start?
Traditions. Mike's family, my husband's family, your father. Thanksgiving has always been a big holiday. Actually, Easter and Thanksgiving has always been a big holiday in Nana's life. And it just carried through the years that every Thanksgiving we spend together. We try to bring all the siblings, their spouses, nieces and nephews. And the more the merrier.
Okay, next question. Where were our ancestors born? If they moved to the United States, when did they arrive?
I'm the immigrant. I was born in another country and I came here at the age of 12. So coming here at age of 12, not knowing any English, was definitely not easy. I talk different, I dress different, I look different. And the kids coming into middle school at age 12 are so judgmental and cliquey. And it was very hard to adjust.
Okay, so since you just mentioned that you came from Belarus, when you were at the age 12, tell me where it was like where you grew up and then what your childhood was like because of it.
I had an unbelievable childhood. And I didn't know how good the childhood was till I was actually in this country. So my parents are both college graduates. And were very influential, accomplished and influential individuals. And my dad was an interior designer for the prime minister of the state. So I remember going to the prime minister's summer home and spending the weekends there.
Mom was an electrical engineer there, so she was smart too. And my uncle, who was, I guess it's an equivalent of a PhD here in research, in development, for, what did he do? Sciences, and he actually has quite a few patents that he has created for sucking the milk out of a cow. I don't know why I remember that, but he created the device that I don't know what has happened with it, but yeah, he has published or created quite a few patents.
Very cool. Very interesting, Mom. So, going off of that, what were your most vivid memories of school? Would you mind sharing one from when you were in Belarus and when you came to the United States? The difference of schooling that you had?
Sure. We started a foreign language in first grade.
What language did you take?
German. German? Actually, English.
Okay.
I think my choice was English first grade. And the academics in Belarus are far more advanced than they are in the United States. We were doing biology and calculus in like fifth grade. Actually, I think I did biology here seventh grade. It was just far more advanced, and we only had 2 months off versus here you have 3 months off, right? You have July, August,
maybe. Well, maybe. End of June, July, August, and a little bit of September.
No, so I think we had 3 months off there. I left school there in the fifth grade. And we left Russia or Belarus in September. And I remember going to school for the first week and a half. And then they started giving me homework. And I said, I'm not going anymore. And we left right around like late September. And by the time we arrived to America, the whole trip probably took about 4 months or so. We arrived to America the 17th of December in 1980. And some experiences here in school, since I didn't speak English and we didn't live in the best of neighborhoods, well, there's lots of girls wanted to kick my butt. And my mom said, you have to defend yourself. And she would incentivize me with every time I would defend myself against someone, but not instigate, she would pay me $5.
Really?
Yeah, for every time I would not back down and defend myself, whether it be verbally, not really physical. There were a couple times when girls wanted to kick my butt after school, and I had no idea. I don't know how to fight. So I had to defend myself best I knew how.
Huh. Good job, Mom. Okay. You kind of touched briefly when you were in Belarus, the jobs and careers that your past generations and your family had. But when they came to the United States, they clearly had to get new jobs. Mm-hmm. What were some of them?
Well, my dad was a welder. Oh, not a welder. He was more of like, he worked a lot with metal, as in sculptor or a welder. So he was able to get a job here fairly quickly based on his expertise, but lack of language. but he was able to read plans. And mom, as an electrical engineer, went to a drafting school. So she was a draft person. Again, she was really good with formulas and plans. So she did that for a little bit. And then that was too boring for her. And she went to become a computer analyst. And she got her first job doing that. And she was driving almost 2 hours each way to the Bronx. And then she retired as a vice president. Last year she retired as a vice president, as an analyst. And my mom's brother, worked for General Motors on the electric cars before we even knew the electric cars were on their way.
Wow. Okay, next question. Of all the family members you have either known or heard about, who do you think lives the most interesting life and why?
Of all the family members that I know, my grandmother was a seamstress for the Russian Opera House. And I remember going to work with her, and not only would I play with every fabric known to man, while she was working, she would put me into the balcony suite and I would watch shows. And obviously everyone knew who I was because I would come with her to the theater or to the ballet house all the time because it was just so exciting and so fun. Not only did I try on all the costumes, I watched how they were made. And then all the performers would acknowledge me and wave to me personally. And I was always backstage with them.
Oh, that's cute. I didn't know about that. Okay. What are your favorite family holidays and why?
My favorite holiday is Halloween because we didn't have Halloween in Belarus. But as far as a true holiday spirit, I think Thanksgiving would have to be my favorite holiday. Number one, because all the family members get together and everyone lives so, not necessarily far, everyone's lives are so busy that we know that Thanksgiving is our holiday and we all know that we're going to get together and we don't make any other plans other than commitment on seeing everyone on Thanksgiving. There's no gift giving, so there's no pressure of right gift, wrong gift. And everyone loves turkey. Plus, it's quick and easy to make.
That is true. So in the beginning of the interview, you touched upon who's your greatest influence, and you said that it was Dad. So my next question for you is, now that you've been married to Dad for 23 years, looking back on your wedding day, did it go everything as you planned and imagined?
Yes.
Everything?
And some. Mm-hmm. Yep.
There isn't, like, one thing that you would change? Or that you remember?
At my wedding?
Yeah, like, were you stressed out in any way about anything?
At that point, it was too late to stress out. It is what it is. Maybe one thing I probably would have changed is that we got married in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. Our ceremony was in Summit. And it was at 3 p.m. or 5 p.m.? Now I can't remember. But the reception didn't start till, I think it was 5. So by the time we got pictures done, there was a lot of time in between the pictures and giving everyone enough time to get to Brooklyn. So maybe I would have done everything at one place instead of having people drive from Summit to Brooklyn to back to New Jersey. But that's it.
Where did you spend your honeymoon?
We went to Amsterdam, and then we went to San Sebastian, Spain.
What was your favorite?
Amsterdam.
Why?
It's just we love the culture. We loved the tulips. We saw lots of great restaurants, lots of cultural things, and definitely lots of bar hopping.
That's nice to know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tell me about your happiest moments together, you and Dad.
The day you were born, one.
Aw.
The day I found out I was pregnant. I remember that day like it was yesterday. I was actually in April. Because I remember wearing a winter coat sitting in my car.
You're wearing a winter coat in April?
Yeah, it was cold.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. And I had no idea I was pregnant. And Uncle Sean was the one that said, you must be pregnant because I was tired. All I wanted to do was take a nap. And first time flying first class, it was me, Dad, and Uncle Sean. And I was sick the entire time. Flying out to California, like throwing up the whole time. And
on the plane?
On the plane.
Yep. Oh, you were that person?
I was that person. And Uncle Sean said, what's wrong with you? You got sick on the plane. Okay, we'll let that go. But now all you want to do is sleep. And he called it. So that was, my wedding day. Obviously, there's lots of happy moments. Your first day of school, all your first moments.
What was my first word?
Dad, Dada, and of course, Dad and Dad wouldn't. He thought it was the greatest thing in the world. He bragged about it to everyone, how you said Dad and not Mom. Yup. And the one thing you used to do all the time is this. Like, open and close your palm when you wanted something. And you just open and close, like, 10 times. And we would have to know that that means that you want something. You want whatever it is. Whatever it is that we were doing, you would just open your hand like 10 times and that would, and would have to, whatever it is, would have to give it up to you. Otherwise, the tears would come and there's no stopping you till you had it.
Was there anything else like that I did when I was younger?
Constant thumb in your mouth. Not even thumb. If you could stick all five fingers in your mouth, you would. And fingers weren't enough, you would stick your toe.
Ew, that's disgusting.
Well, because you're tiny, you could throw your whole foot in your mouth.
And you let me keep my foot in my mouth?
Sure.
Ew.
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of gross.
If you wanted, if it's comfortable enough for you, by all means.
Well, I was looking through, like, the baby albums to find the yearbook picture, and there's so many photos of me with my hands in my mouth. Like, my whole fist. Not even just, like, a thumb that most people use to suck on. Yeah. It's my whole fist.
The whole fist.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you can... Okay, last question I have for you. If you could choose any career, what would you pick and why?
What are you playing?
I thought I wanted to... I thought I wanted to own a flower shop.
Why?
Because I wouldn't have to talk to people. I just talked to flowers. But then it wasn't feasible to own a flower shop.
All right, well, my last question for you, Mom. Has your life so far been everything that you expected and wanted?
For the most part, yeah.
Okay, well, that's good enough. Well, that's all I have for today, Mom. Thanks for the interview.
You're welcome. Thanks for picking me.
Done.